The Police, and you just finished up listening to before this MU with Bill, and he was playing some great tracks as usual, so I'll try to follow it up with something honorable of a post-show show. You're listening to Don't Make Me Dance with DJ JD Acker, and I am going to throw out some kind of post-punk, punk tracks. We'll see what we can come up with today and kind of go with the flow. You're taking a journey with me every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. and I so appreciate that. So thanks to all my listeners out there. And a plug for little events this weekend happening through or with WMFO or of interest to the Tufts or Medford Somerville community in general would be at the Institute of Contemporary Art this Saturday evening at 8 p.m. There is a showing called Short Forms of Contemporary Dance of all Boston dancers, and I'm going to be at that show. It's a fantastic opportunity with the student discount available. If you're interested at all in getting inspired through movement and use of space, I always find it applicable to both my own physical practices, whether that be dance or otherwise, and to see interpretations of musicality that can be translated into your own work as a musician or whatever it may be. So I highly encourage you going to that show. And afterwards, you could follow it up by heading to Brandeis's campus on Saturday night. They have Home Shake headlining along with a couple of their own campus bands, similar to what we had here with WMFO and Vundabar last weekend. And that was a fantastic show, by the way. If you're looking, we had a live stream that we posted on the event after the fact, so you can look up WMFO Benefit Show on Facebook, and Vundabar was a lot of fun. Groovy, groovy boys dancing around. It was a good crowd, and thank you so much to those who came out and donated. We were able to raise $250 that night, which is a great, great way to contribute to Freeform Radio and make sure that we're able to keep funding cool events, cool opportunities for local and student DJs, and keeping the idea, the concept, and the reality of Freeform Radio alive. So thanks so much for that. So I babbled enough. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. This next track is something that I think epitomizes post-punk, but I was having an argument with someone about this, whether it's too reggae, but you let me know. You can always feel free to call in at our new studio line at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. So we got the vanity line there. Call in if you have any questions, concerns, or want to just chat with me. You're listening to Don't Make Me Dance.
Yeah.
was Emily by The Shocking Pinks and Cotton Kid by Wunderbar. One more now. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Agoraphobia by Deer Hunter. We've had The Police, The Slits, Wunderbar, Shocking Pinks, and Deer Hunter. So kind of moving into something more modern as we've gone along and probably hit some more alternative beats as we go along. I'm so glad to have you here with me this morning. And I was trying to think about this week a sort of goal for the week that not necessarily and I commented this a little bit yesterday on the Electric Hour with John Merfeld and Brennan Corriston. They had me on their show yesterday at 8 a.m. and I talked about my goal for the week, which was I was kind of reorienting and being conscious of the first thought or impulse when I wake up in the morning. And for me, it is this sense of, oh my gosh, what do I have to do today? And that impulse of stress or anxiety or external purpose drives me from bed to hop in the shower, etc. So I spent a lot of time this week not getting out of bed until I had calmed down my mind to the point where I wasn't getting out of bed to check my phone or to check an email or to do the next thing, but thinking and appreciating the day, or even contemplating how blessed I am, or thinking nice thoughts about somebody and sending it off, whether it's in prayer form or otherwise. We don't have to make this religious necessarily. It's just a moment of thanks. And especially with Yom Kippur yesterday and all this kind of internal contemplation being celebrated, I think so often we put things outside of ourselves and idealize them as, oh, a hard worker would do this. And so you construct a life to which you're not able to be your best self through that hard work and stress yourself out in the morning. And I kind of think it goes along with this idea of what is practical and real and not. And we've touched upon that a lot in my postmodernism class with Lee Edelman, who is a little bit too Freudian, but we do get into some good points about, for example, why do we, let me frame this. So there's a concept of the other of the other. So when we are reading a literary text, we're supposed to understand the text as not what the text says, but what the author intended the text to say, thus creating a godlike or superior hierarchical figure that has had complete artistic control over a form for which we are supposed to digest it in a particular way according to their vision. So there's this masterful artist or author crafting this piece in whole. Whereas so much of art today is collages, as little bits and pieces. Beyonce steals choreography from Michael Jackson or Fosse or whoever it may be, or taking it from the German theater kind of performances, and reutilizing it, revamping it, and manifesting it in her own body in a source of fusion. But there's no author. She's not attributing it to herself, and she's also not paying homage to these artists. It's not like she's giving them credit, but it's such a clear mimicry without commentary attached that it can only be akin to her relinquishing her own authorship, to realizing that we are all products of an environment. And so in thinking about, I thought that was why I loved books so much. I would get so absorbed in stories and consume them so rapidly growing up because I thought that there was a truth, that there was a holistic message, a narrative structure that could be manifested within these pieces of paper that was whole. And you start to realize that there are nothing but holes in these novels or books, and that's what makes them quirky or beautiful. And the unintended also can become a huge part of it just based on the quirks of the author or the editor or the process of production, can lead to different meanings being entangled within them, especially in visual media forms when we were looking at films in class. So the other of the other. But can we be our other of the other? And I was trying to think about what I fully control in my life, whether it's those thoughts in the morning or the amount of time that I dedicate to a certain practice. For me, it is dance, and I've been trying to dedicate a significant portion of my time every day to thinking, constructing, and actually practicing. And the action is what differentiates, I think, the real from the real. That's the only way that I can see it happen. So today, take some time to manifest a practice that you think is ideal. And if it's not possible, then it probably isn't real to begin with. This idea of balance and well-being can only be done if you try it. You can't just think it or say it or say that you're a successful hard worker and then only be driven by the stress of externalities when true hard work and success can really only come from inside yourself. So be your own other, and don't search for an other of the other to push you along there. That's my little piece of philosophy for today, I guess. So thanks for listening. This is Don't Make Me Dance. You're listening to DJ JD Acker. I have a few more tracks that I'm going to play that are new-ish, but reminded me of the vibe that we're going with today and of home. So take your small practices, and it's only through those small practices will you be made big. So stay tuned, and here is another track by Deer Hunter. You just listened to Gun Has No Trigger by the Dirty Projectors, Jimi Hendrix's Crosstown Traffic from 1968, and Back to the Middle from Deer Hunter. This is a track that my friend Carl recommended to me. The full album is beautiful, Whatever You Love You Are, by the Dirty Three, and it's just incredibly emotional in its subtlety. But before that, I'm gonna say a little PSA. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching and spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes for you to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org. That's massmed.org, and click Your Health First. This is a public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. And as a preface, after this, I want to play and will play tracks that my friend Shannon had recommended to me this week. And And alongside this kind of lyrical gamut of pop punk, post punk, punk, rock, and now this, I think it can bleed into something a little bit different. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll have some real kind of guitar tunes after this, and hope to end with some stuff that you really can dance to, bring it back full circle. So thanks for coming on this journey with me, and keep listening to WMFO in Medford.
I'm gonna go get some more. Thank you.
That was Manteca from Dizzy Gillespie, Stan Getz's We Allen's Alley, and Django Reinhardt's Minor Swing. We've got one more track. Was another Charlie Parker tune, Coco, and that was all chosen mainly by my friend Shannon, and she's just wonderful, and she's a jazz musician as well, plays jazz guitar, and shout out to her for those recommendations. You've just listened to some jazz and punk on Don't Make Me Dance with DJ JD Acker. I have a few more tracks to play before we wrap up this morning. It's 10:53, and I hope you all are already up and at 'em today. And I guess on a final note, there is a volunteer day this Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'll be here in the station. Come get your volunteer hours. That's how you'll get a better show time the following semester. And I'm also going to be hosting a show in Spanish on Sunday with my friend Chris, who's also on the exec board and is the archivist for here at WMFO. He's helping archive all 25,000 vinyl records and make sure that we have them all denoted and in their right place and findable. So check it out. This Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We might just do an hour. We'll see if our Spanish gets exhausted in a certain amount of time, but it should be fun and a new challenge. Other updates will come along as they go, but I'm really excited. This week's album bracket features some EDM artists, the XX and Flume, and then we also have Baroness pitted against Random Access Memories by Daft Punk. So an interesting mix to be vetted against one another. The winner from last week, My Age of Odds, did make it to the next round, which makes me happy. I can't say it doesn't. And I'm trying to think of what else I can tell you this morning. I think that's pretty much it. If you think I've forgotten anything, you can always feel free to call in at 855-915-WMFO. And please stay with me, enjoy, and I'll see you next week at 10 a.m. I think I'm going to play a little bit more jazz, so stick with me, and then, actually, here we go. Two bangers, dance it out. Happy Thursday.
Just come out with no pride to bear.